Come to the 64th annual OA birthday party. Together, we get better. In person, January 12th through 14th at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles, California. Meet fellows from across the globe for a weekend-long extravaganza of workshops, panels, special interest speakers, entertainment, fellowship, laughs, and recovery. Highlights include body image workshop, weekend-long big book study, sober eating workshop, keynote speakers with unique stories, dance party and comedy show, yoga and meditation, meetings and meetups for LGBTQIA, BIPOC, Spanish language, young people, and AAPI members, plus a boutique where you can shop till you drop. Registration is now open at oabirthday.com. Staying the night? Book your room now at a discounted rate through the oabirthday.com website and act fast because rooms sell out quickly. There is a solution. You'll hear from speakers who have various versions of this disease who live happy, joyous, and free. Because together, we get better.
Welcome to the old school meeting of Overeaters Anonymous, featuring speakers with long-term abstinence. This meeting was born online, and it's going to stay that way. That means you can attend live on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 Pacific. And now, our speaker.
Most of you have heard me. There's no fantastical story about how I got to OA. I was a compulsive overeater, big whoop-de-doo. Very run-of-the-mill. Got here 1986. Got abstinent 1987. My abstinence, very straightforward, no refined sugar. You know, just like some people who say they had three meals and nothing in between, and the meals started with being three binges and life in between, and then over time it got smaller. For me, no refined sugar started with, well, that allowed me to have pounds and pounds of fruit juice sweetened this or artificially sweetened that, and I'll get to, you know, God's cool sense of humor with artificially sweetened shit. But, you know, over time, I have less and less sugar-free stuff. But I'm so much less interested in talking about food because there's so many old timers here that I've grown up with. And I just want to focus on how much I love this program. I really, really believe with every passing day that we have learned a framework, a structure that we are privileged to know. I am telling you, I work for a very large corporation. We train, coach leaders, CFOs, CEOs, everyone in C-suite, and we charge hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I can tie back 95% of what we teach to OA principles for free. I have so many dear friends going through physical, mental, financial challenges. And I know if they were in the program, the way they would have addressed it would have been drastically different. I cannot tell you how lucky we are to learn the basic principle of you take an action, any action, and you let go of the results. That seems to be, you know, mind-boggling to the outside world. You take the actions and you don't worry about the results. I'm saying I don't worry about the results, but I'm sorry that I'm all over the world. I'm so excited about wanting to convey how seriously I take this thing that I'm doing an abysmal job. It really is a program of unconventional wisdom. It starts off with how, you know, we have to say we can't do this shit. And then all of a sudden we get the power to walk away from you. First time I managed to walk away from chocolate is still in my head. I can't believe that happened. Now I look at chocolate. Now, actually, I told Debbie this. My husband loves to watch the Food Channel. And this time of the year, it's all baking. So we call it my porn because, you know, I have a sweet tooth. So it's just my porn. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, this on top of that mixed with that. And oh, good freaking Lord, why did I become abstinent? I could have had this thing. I never tried this thing. But that's all, that is like porn. Okay, great. I enjoy, I mean, I don't know what the hell one does with porn, but I enjoyed it when chocolate is next to me. It has lost its power over me. When donuts are next to me, I have a choice in the matter. When cake is next to me, I have a choice in the matter. If I really were to believe that I am a compulsive overeater, then every day is a minor fucking miracle because those things are my natural state of being. It's cold, it's dark. My go-to is sweets in a blanket in front of a TV. That's just it. That's my DNA. And the only reason why I could do it in New York minute. The only reason why I don't do that is what I have here is better than the combination of cake, British cop shows, heater, and my cats. So that's a really compelling combination. My cats, no interruption, my husband is away, cake, heater, TV. Somehow what I have here is works better. Go figure. Can't explain that to anyone. I said it's a program of unconventional wisdom. It does start with letting go. Hardest principle to explain. What is the difference between letting go and not dieting? What's the difference between letting go and binging? I don't know the goddamn difference. One of the things that I feel very strongly about, I used to not feel very strongly about anything, but now I actually do. I used to think my voice in OA doesn't matter. But now I actually feel this, you know, when we say this is not a diet and calories club, I think we do a disservice to some of our newcomers because I have had so many people interpret that as, well, I can eat whatever I want. It says we're not a diet and calories club. And we all know you're right. It's not a diet and calories club, but you can't continue to defy the laws of physics. So just rambling on. I wish we could take that away. It's not a diet and calories club, but it doesn't mean that laws of human body, biology, and physics don't apply to you. You know, you still have to make a difference in your food. I've always say that I sound like something that I absolutely used to make fun of. Every other phrase out of my mouth is God willing this, you know, I'll do this, God willing that. I can't believe I insert God in the middle of every goddamn sentence. It's embarrassing, mortifying, but here I am. It's still embarrassing and mortifying. I just don't care about it anymore. I'd rather be mortified and embarrassed and at the same time be able to look at myself in the mirror and wear the same clothes. The things that continue to help me drastically, dramatically to this day are obviously the big book. I love Bill W.'s emotional sobriety letter. Love that letter. Just absolutely encapsulates me and beautifully in 5 seconds. Gotta say, I don't think this is program literature. For me personally, Choxi's new pair of glasses was instrumental in saying, oh, all these things are ego. I didn't know that. I thought I was such a humble person. No, so not a humble person. So out of whack ego. That's a rude awakening. Because, you know, you come to OA, you know, at least I think that most compulsive overeaters, we think, oh, we're so nice, we're so kind, we're so thoughtful. We put everyone ahead of ourselves. You know, then I go stuff my face. Oh, no, that's embarrassing. I do love, as I said, I'm 36, 37 years in, and I'm decidedly 37 years crazier. So I have to work this shit much, much harder. Mary Pat knows and Debbie knows because they've seen me and I've called on them. I took a service position. Everyone who's known me long term can laugh because, oh, how the mighty have fallen because, you know, oh, I have enough kids. It's sponsees. I talk enough. I don't need to take any service positions. I took a service position because, you know, this is screwed on wrong. And I got to amp it up a little. I would have absolutely no objection to driving from here to, I don't know, Tarzana, which for those of you who are not here is very, very far, to go seek a new dessert now at 6:43 p.m. Wouldn't think twice about it. So it's my job to give back to that which has given me so much. You guys, I know so many of you, so many of you have given me hope when you didn't know it by just saying, I'm going through this thing. I don't know what's going to come on the outside of it. And because you're going through it, you don't see it. You don't remember it. But I see a few weeks later, oh, that resolved itself that way. So I too can do it. As long as I keep my eyes on someone else like me who got through it, I know I can do it. What else do I, how much time do I have left?
You have seven minutes, 10 seconds.
Holy shit, Heidi. What am I going to say for 7 minutes, 10 minutes?
I was going to give you a 3 minute warning.
Yeah, mommy. What do I want to say about the 12 steps? It is God. God is either everything or not. It is still child. It's just amazing to me how many times I forget something is not up to me. I really, really several times a day have to stop and say, it's your job to send out an email. It is not your job to manage the outcome of this person's behavior. They may or may not like hearing this, but it's your job to do this. The outcome is up to God. It's just, how do I remember so many things and yet forget so many things? It's just this paradox is something else to me. God is everything or he's not. Through the structure, oh, let's talk cash and prizes. Cash and prizes, as Terrell and Natalie say, neither one of them is here. I'll come back to this later. I have a very wonderful job with a wonderful large corporation where I am very much respected as a senior executive only because of this program. Nothing magical about me, only because I've shown up, only because I've apologized, only because I've learned that if you don't know an answer to something you ask, the follow through is up to you. There's no shame in not knowing. There, as long as you go back and you give service, something was asked of you, your job is to give service. I have a husband whom I love, and we have a very sweet life. Absolutely has his flaws. Everyone around me has heard me bellyache, but at the same time is 100% perfect for me. People through the, in this program told me, held my hand, told me how to go, how to date, how to marry, how to have a wedding, how to be in a marriage. Again, love and tolerance of others, focus on my part, blah, 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 everything. Life that I love. I have been the same size that Terrell and Natalie used to make fun of for 35 years. Food. I think I've said this before. I'll say it again. God decided to play a very cool joke on me 8 years ago. I started itching, went to multiple dermatologists, all told me, yeah, it's just natural. It's aging, you know. You have to deal with it. I'm like, holy shit, I'm not going to die for another 30 years. What's going to happen? I can't go through life dreading shower every day because I'm going to itch like a bandit. So going through a number of channels, finally got to a voodoo doctor. After the voodoo doctor, got to something else. Short version. I had so many chemicals in my system. My body had become allergic to artificial sweeteners. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. My whole food was, I'll have some salad and protein because I have to so that I don't die. But then everything else is sugar-free. Sugar-free this, sugar-free that. I'm like, oh, crap. How the hell do I change this? First, I got a pain that was so goddamn awful, itching. You know, when your eyeballs itch, when everything itches, you have a compelling, you have an incentive to do things differently because the pain of doing what you are doing right now is much greater than the pain of changing. Slowly but surely, changed my food. Had to stop using as many sugar-free stuff. Had to eat higher calorie stuff. Had to eat shit that I don't even like. Did it. Possible. Doable. In the program. You don't gain weight. It's absolutely possible. It's a shame it had to get to multiple doctors and allergists to say something that a normal person would have known. Maybe these numbers of these large volumes of chemicals are not good for you. Hey, it is what it is. That was my particular learning curve. I really, really do believe we are gifted with amazing wisdom, amazing framework, amazing support structure that works through every situation for free. I can't wrap my head around how lucky we are. How lucky we are. I really believe that. As I said, in my job, I'm exposed to so many normies and I see how they struggle. And I'm very open about my 12 steps. And I really take the Med Calamity with Serenity part seriously as it relates to helping other people. For example, I really broke my anonymity during COVID because I felt I am equipped after 30 some odd years to help people say, you can get through today. My colleagues, you can do this. You can go home and I will be here. You can see me. I will approve this. I feel like that's my contribution as far as social responsibility. As some people work on environment, some people work on kids, some people work on hunger. My feeling is it's my job to bring as much peace of mind as I can to people who are not in the 12 steps because I'm such an anxious person. I used to be such an anxious person myself, and it's such a horrid place to be. So if I can take that away from anyone, for anyone, I'll gladly do it. You know, I really don't have anything else to say. I love you guys. I love this fucking program. It is miraculous. I can't believe price of admission was just a few, you know, donuts and chocolate cake and a few years of misery. It is phenomenal. We're so blessed. Don't take it for granted. And that's it. I'm done. Okay. Boom.